Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning there are so many things that you just can't throw out.
Yeah, Violetta and myself, we have a bunch of bras.
Yeah, same.
Just a bunch of bras in there.
Same thing. We also asked a preschool teacher because it's National Preschool Teacher Appreciation Day. And boy, do we appreciate them.
We did. And Miss Sarah, she took us to school.
That's exactly right. So we find all that out. Plus, happy St. Patrick's Day. Celebrate safely and have a blast with the Morning Mix. Violetta and Nikki revealed yesterday off air, for some unknown reason, that they have brassieres that they refuse to throw away.
Yeah, they're just not in their normal rotation. They're at the bottom of the drawer.
And they're there.
You might need them.
And then I said, yeah, you know, I guess I've got some like greeting cards I've never thrown away. And everybody probably has that one pair of underpants they're hanging on to. So what can you just not throw away? 708, I can't throw away the family photo Christmas cards. I feel like I'm throwing away their whole family.
Oh my God, when you put it in the trash, yeah. It's like then you're like dumping crap on top of it. You feel terrible.
Yeah. But you know what makes it even worse? Shred them. Oh, man. Those poor little kids.
Wow.
Oh, my God. 312, I just can't throw away the movie stub from our first date.
Oh, you should keep that one.
Yeah, that's just one thing.
That's sentimental. Yeah. You know, that's nice. If you have the whole movie theater or the leftover popcorn, that might get gross.
Or every movie you've ever seen, that's a little interesting.
773, so many shoes, just piles of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
219, and a number of other folks, the kids' baby teeth. They've got the tooth fairy left the baby teeth behind for the parents to collect, and now they don't know what to do.
Yep.
Here's one that's interesting. It's a 312. Now, we said, what can you not throw away? This is digital, but some voicemails. You hang on to voicemails,
absolutely.
Maybe from people that are gone and you want to hear their voice, or you're going through a difficult breakup and you want to hear their voice to torture yourself, whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
You just can't throw it away. 630, I still have my first positive pregnancy test. My son is 31.
What?
That's a pee stick.
Wow.
Hanging on to it.
Wow.
There you go. That's a lot. 312 and many others, and I bet it's a problem Whip's going to have. Kids, sports, trophies.
Yeah.
Trophies.
Yeah, a couple of them. You wonder. I think my parents still have a couple from when I was like in third grade or whatever in the basement, too. And
I guess it's
not that kind of thing that as an adult you actually want.
My folks sent a photo of my brother and I. It's like piles of trophies. And I think my brother took his home and does want to display them in his home.
Well, there you go.
His sixth grade baseball Mount Prospect pitched for the Orioles. Trophy for third place.
But the question is, who had more trophies?
Frank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's your two trophies, Chris, and Frank, here's your 30 trophies.
I, though, got the trophy of life because I'm happy. So, you know, it depends. I don't have to. I find my happiness from within.
This favorite son thing is still.
Comes out.
Still.
It's part of it. A lot of kids' trophies. 219, not my kids' teeth. No, my puppy's first tooth. I remember when we had our puppy, Roscoe, who's now going to be 10 in July, which is crazy. But one day I found this like little white thing on the ground. I was like, what is this? And I had to Google. I didn't know that his teeth were going to fall out. I had no idea that like a human baby, it happens.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, you know, you hang on to that. Garbage bag filled with my son's baseball jerseys. Yeah. He's 27 years old now. I just can't get rid of them. A lot of people turn those into the quilt.
Yeah.
You do the whole quilt thing. I've seen that. 224. I have a box of Wheaties from the Bulls' second championship run, unopened. That could be worth something, Whip, like at one of your...
I think everyone thought that, so therefore it's not.
Got it.
It's one of those kinds of things, but if you want it, I'd see no reason to be peer pressured into throwing it out. But if you're saving it for your retirement, it's not going to work.
You know, it's just sentimental.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We got a few other things on here in the sports world. For example, someone has their Chicago Cubs World Series ticket.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't throw that away.
No.
Hang on to that. Ticket from the Cubs World Series. Got that. Okay, that makes sense. 818's got something we all have. Hey, guys, I've got that box of cables that I don't know what to do with, but I'm afraid to throw them away. Yeah.
That's
everybody has the box of cables.
It's a good one.
847, a bunch of old printed photos. I have all of them. Lots of clothes I keep meaning to donate. I also have the baby teeth. I have my old phone. I don't know what to do with it, but it's got a bunch of photos on it, and I don't want to throw it away.
Right.
So that's fair.
Eventually, you won't have how to charge it, too.
Right.
Unless you have that box of cables.
Or you put it all on a backup, like one of the backup external drives, and then you throw that in a box somewhere, and then that just goes somewhere else.
And in that same world, in 847, I have all the extra screws and little equipment that come with those furniture that you get from, like, IKEA.
Yeah.
We have a whole drawer of that stuff. And I don't even think we have some of the furniture anymore, but we still have the extra pieces just in case.
If you buy some furniture that's missing that, though, you'll be ready.
Hey, hey.
That exact screw.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't give us enough. We got it.
It's funny you bring up screw, because an 847 has the condom I kept in my wallet in high school. Never got used, and I still have it.
Oh, that's great.
So cute, right? Swanee, you stop texting. You don't have to text in. You can just talk to us. We're all right here. We're
in the
flesh.
They have the kid now, too.
It's all good. Right. It's fine.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A family in Maryland struck a bald eagle with their Toyota RAV4. It rode on the grill for a couple of miles before they realized what had happened. They pulled over because they were like, where'd it go? I don't see it. And then the wing was like, oh, oh, oh. So they pulled over. Animal control came out. Believe it or not, the bald eagle is fine. The car, hundreds of dollars of damage. Bald eagle, fine. Flew away. Now, how about you? What got stuck to your grill? Hi, Cindy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Love you guys.
Oh, love you right back. Thanks for waiting for us. I know you called in a little early there. So you've had the similar thing happen, but what got stuck to your grill?
So last year, my husband and I flew down to Florida. My daughter and son-in-law live in Orlando. And so we were driving their brand new SUV. And in the middle of the street, two storks landed. And my husband had no place to go but to hit them.
Oh.
So we had two storks stuck in the grill of my daughter's brand new car.
Whoa!
And we had to call her because we had no idea how to get them out, or we didn't want to hurt them. We didn't want to get hurt. They were screaming. And we had to wait till somebody came and helped us.
Whoa.
And then we had to get the car fixed.
That's wild. I just Googled a stork could be anywhere from 2 to 5 feet in height.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And thankfully, these storks were not delivering babies at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
That's terrifying. A couple of storks in the grill, which sounds kind of like a Fall Out Boy song. Like,
right,
really
right.
Long. Like, what is that?
Or something I'd order at a restaurant.
Right.
Oh, the stork from the grill.
Hey, can I get the stork grill? Hey, Nick, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're all right. What happened, Nick? What got stuck to the grill?
So I grew up in Nebraska, and it kind of happens. It happens fairly often that you'll hit stuff like flying out of the ditch with your truck or whatever. And I went back for the first time with my wife for a wedding, and we were driving through and we hit like a small blackbird, and my wife was, you know, had no idea this kind of thing could happen. So then fast forward a few days later, we go to this wedding and we're driving back, and she might be driving because I might be too hungover. And we were driving, and then all of a sudden this pheasant flies out of the ditch.
Oh, no.
It hits our car right smack in the middle of the bumper and gets caught in the grill. And unfortunately, this one didn't quite have the life that the eagle had, but so she was driving for her first time and took her first casualty.
Man, the old pheasant run.
Yeah, and
it's Nebraska, baby.
I guess what can you do?
Didn't help the hangover either.
Yeah.
The whole experience.
Maybe it did, though. Maybe it like knocks you out of it. You're right. I got that shot of adrenaline. We're good. Hi, Alicia. How you doing?
Good morning. Hi.
Now, Alicia, what got stuck in the grill?
Well, we were on our way to my husband's knee surgery, and you know you have to get there pretty early in the morning, and I want to say we had to be there at 6, so it was still dark out, and we're on our way, and this animal flies in front of our car, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I think we just hit like a bird or something.
Oh no.
I drop him off at surgery, get him checked in, kind of forgot about it, and I'm on my way to work, get to work, and I was like, oh, I should check the grill of my car, and in the grill of the car with his like his clips and everything was a bat.
Whoa!
And the bat was stuck in the grill. I have a picture. And then my husband was in surgery that whole day. I had to pick him up and had to end up calling a neighbor to get it out because I was so freaked out. I was like, I can't get it out of the grill.
Yeah, you got to call the Batman.
Yeah. So we had named that vehicle the Batmobile.
Oh,
so
of course you did.
It was pretty funny.
Oh my goodness. The Batmobile. The bat got stuck in the grill. And finally, I don't even know what this is. Hi, Angela. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. I don't even know what you hit. What got stuck in the grill?
So I was with my husband at the time. We were driving really late at night from Arizona to his parents' house outside of Dallas, Texas. And driving through the desert, we hit this. You could see it. It was the rabbit with the really long ears. I don't know what it's called.
Jackalope. And that's right.
The jackalope. We hit it. Never thought anything of it. We get to his parents' small business outside of Dallas. We're talking to them, and we look at the car. He had a Dodge Avenger, and they're stuck to the piece like it was under the grill. It was that extra part underneath. We had beheaded the jackalope.
Oh, man. This took a turn.
We had driven it all the way from Arizona to Texas without even knowing it.
And now it hangs above their bed every night. There you go, Angela and her husband, the old jackalope. What a journey this went.
Wow.
We are all over the road this morning.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
This weekend are gearing up and you are excited to go out there and to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Well, you might be enjoying a green beer.
Yes.
Here are the top six things you might not know about green beer on St. Patrick's Day. In at number six, ignoring its reputation, some serious brewers actually experimented with creating real green beer by using spirulina, a blue-green algae, as the colorant of the beer.
Hmm. That's disgusting.
Does not sound like it turned out great, but they made the effort, and that's what it's all about. In at number five, the best green beer is made with blue food coloring, believe it or not.
What?
Because they call it wash blue, an iron powder intended for whitening clothes. Blue food coloring still yields the best results because it balances the natural yellow of the beer.
That's a good point.
Right?
Makes the green. Yeah, blue and yellow make the green.
In at number four on your mixed top six things you might not know about green beer, according to the first volume of Alcohol and Temperance in Modern History, there's a centuries-old Irish custom known as drowning the shamrock, drinkers literally add green shamrocks to their beer on St. Patrick's Day. Perhaps that's the green beer inspiration.
Okay.
You can also play drowning the shamrock with a lover. Now, in at number two on the list, or number three, I'm sorry. A doctor created the first green beer. Dr. Thomas Curtin, a coroner's physician and an eye surgeon, first colored beer for the annual St. Patrick's Day celebration back in 1914.
Oh.
In at number two, the tradition of drinking green beer on St. Patrick's Day didn't begin in Ireland. No, no, no. It was created, of course, in the United States.
Because we know how to celebrate.
Let's go.
Right.
And in at number one, the things you might not have known about green beer. You want to make your own? Very easy. Choose a beer of your favorite liking, whatever beer you like. Choose a light beer, though. A blonde, a pale ale, or a pilsner. Add a drop or two of that blue food coloring one at a time until you get to the right level. Or test natural color by adding matcha, green plants, put a little candy in there, or throw in some clovers, but no, or shamrocks. The taste may be imparted, as they say here.
Yeah.
Okay. I would just go with a couple drops of blue food coloring.
You know, but it's hard to just get one or two out. Like, you get food coloring, it's like, oh, whoops, I guess we're having dark beer today.
It's like they say, once you drop, you just can't stop. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Don't get too greedy with it.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
J-Lo has been canceling some stops on her tour. So our date is fine, July 26th at Allstate. That's still on. But there's a chunk of them, like August 22nd through the 30th, that have been canceled. And I believe it's here. Entertainment Weekly is saying that it's a logistical issue through the promoter that has forced the last several dates to be canceled, but there's a potential to work something out for the affected cities in the future. So that is what they're saying right now regarding this, you know, canceled almost like it's about a week. And then, so we have every day, every second, every moment, there's a new festival. Summer here, you know, summer in the U.S., summer across the pond, whatever. Just always being announced. And so I really feel like there's 1,000 festivals. This is the Glastonbury. Big one.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's
John
a big one.
Did that one
yeah,
a couple that, years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Supposed
exactly.
To be his last show, and then he was here 2 weeks later.
So, he's like, never again. So, whenever bands join this, I kind of feel like I call it the festival circuit. Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's
yeah.
a good chance they're on other ones,
mm-hmm.
and this could be very good news for you, Whip, because
okay.
Coldplay
oh,
has been
wow.
announced as one of the bands
oh,
at Glastonbury, along with Dua Lipa, SZA, Shania
ones.
Twain.
What?
I know. How fun is this? PJ Harvey.
Whoa. Where did she come from? I mean, in the last long time.
It has been a minute. So it's Glastonbury set to take place in England June 26th through the 30th, which
wow.
means there's plenty of time if any of these artists want to be in Lollapalooza.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's like a month away.
Ooh, Dua Lipa Lollapalooza.
That really, yes, that could be, that but Coldplay, come on.
Yeah, that'd
be
really
good.
Oh my God. Why not both of them?
That's exactly. Why not? And then Justin Timberlake, we've been talking about it all morning. He released his new album last night, like 11 p.m. our time. And then he recently reunited with NSYNC in L.A., and they have the song Paradise, which we played earlier. We'll play it again in just a little bit. We also played No Angel. So just that is all out there in the universe. A lot of new releases this week, so it's another kind of quick recap. We played it earlier today. Bon Jovi had Legendary. He's going to have a full, release later on. And then Meghan Trainor and T-Pain have a song called Been Like This. It's about her booty. And we'll try to get that in, too.
We'll squeeze in the booty. So it's been like this, not Ben. I thought Ben when I first
That's
heard
what
it.
I thought
it's not.
I was
it's gonna... not. It's been, like B-E-E-N.
It's about her booty.
B-E-E-N.
Well,
B-E-E-N.
We'll just listen to it and find out.
Well,
it might work on every
about the booty.
Level. So, yeah, a lot of new stuff out today.
A whole new song about that seat meat coming your way. So gear up.
It's Mixmaster V and her mixology. Cocktails for you and me. Please join us.
On Instagram Live at 101.9 Mix Chicago.
Thank you, everybody, for waking up and joining here. This drink is going to be very refreshing, and that's because there's a lot of mint involved. We are waking up with the luck of the Irish drink that we'd like to call the Mint Irish Old Fashioned. So basically, if you forgot to brush your teeth this morning, no worries, because we're using creme de mint, we're using some JMO, we're using mint leaves, we're also using mint jelly.
Ooh.
I didn't even know mint jelly was a thing,
for
guys.
For lamb. You use it on lamb.
My mom, nonstop with the lamb and the mint jelly.
I know. Well, yeah, you can find it right next to the mustard in most grocery stores. I didn't know that.
And like, it's been there for about 5 years.
Literally.
No one's
I couldn't find it at first. They told me the aisle. It was all the way in the back. There was only two jars left, all the way in the back.
You get the layer of dust for free.
They got so excited. Yeah. We sold another one, guys.
What do you think is going to happen?
And then we're also adding orange to this. So when I was telling my friends about this, they're like, that's the worst combination on the planet, orange and mint.
Yeah,
it's like
horrible.
Brushing your teeth and then drinking orange juice.
Ooh, yeah.
But we're going to try it because it's going to make the drink green. And that's all we care about for St. Patrick's Day weekend, which we are kicking off here on the Morning Mix. I'm going to start mixing this up. And Whip has some really cool history for us.
I do. This is fascinating. We've all heard the phrase, the luck of the Irish.
Mm.
But it was born out of a stereotype. Did
you
know Irish who struck gold during the 19th century gold rush were said by some to have found the gold only by luck, because some people refused to believe that an Irishman could actually succeed through skill or intelligence? Here's a quote. During the gold and silver rush years in the second half of the 19th century, a number of the most famous and successful miners were of Irish and Irish-American birth. Over time, this association of the Irish with mining fortunes led to the expression, luck of the Irish. And I'm going to throw in an ad lib here and say maybe that has to do with the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
My man.
Right? And V-Dog, by the way, you're using some mint jelly in this cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
So where did all this come from? Although mint sauce is very popular in Britain and Ireland, it was in fact introduced to Britain by the Romans.
Of course.
Various
other Roman music.
Herb
grade. You're welcome. Here you go.
It's my pleasure. We're common throughout Europe in the medieval times. Also, locations in Schaumburg and elsewhere. Medieval times. And mint was more common in French and Italian dishes of the period than in England.
Hey.
Yes.
All right,
we're still working on this because I only made two right now, so I got to make myself one. Real
quick. There's some hand pours there. Gotta love those.
You know how I roll.
Yeah.
I look forward to this because it's gonna feel like.
bottle of
Jameson. This is what we're going to do this morning, apparently, to keep this thing Irish.
I am going to. Now, V has a great track record with these. I'm not going to. This. I'm a little nervous about this.
Yes.
It's
you know what's funny
green.
About her track record is great because she makes the drink so strong you forget. And that's what's the joy of it all. Now, we're live at 1019 Mix Chicago on Instagram where you can see this is beautifully adorned. There are. Wow, there's a lot floating in it.
It's got gummy bears on it.
Yeah, we added some orange and green gummy bears on the skewer because this cocktail did not come with a garnish, and I love a good garnish. I also forgot my third glass, so I'm drinking out of a Morning Mix mug.
Let's go. Always advertise. Always be advertising.
All right, guys, so we have our mint old-fashioned Irish style. Cheers.
Cheers.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. Let's go.
All right, let's try this green concoction.
I am terrified.
Oh, that is not bad. Do I love Jameson or what?
Yes, that is.
It is
not bad.
Shockingly not bad.
I was expecting it to actually make like to spit it out. It's not bad at all. It does taste very refreshing with all the mint that we put in there. But
yeah, I mean, like, I don't think I'd be like, hey, let's do another round of these. But you could finish this and have a beer.
I got a little mint leap in there.
Everybody has that friend that in the middle of the night is like, shots of JMO, everybody. And every time I drink Jameson, I just think of that. So thanks, Ryan.
Well, cheers to everyone out there celebrating this weekend.
Yes,
we hope
that you
try the mint Irish old fashioned with us. You can see it all on our Instagram, and we'll probably post a recipe or something if you're interested.
And
it's
Viana,
not as bad as you think.
Thanks for giving people a reason to use the jar of mint jelly that's been in their fridge for like
that
years.
Aunt Susan brought over. We need to finally, no lamb chops, but let's put it in a drink.
Hey, cheers. This expires tomorrow. Eat it. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, V, for another great V's Mixology. We went full Irish today, and you're going to be Irish all weekend long with the mix. All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago, and we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.